Tibet in China's far west is almost always off limits to journalists. Since 2009, more than 120 Tibetans have set themselves on fire to protest against Beijing's rule, which they say is repressive. China rejects such criticism, saying it's brought economic development and democratic reform to the remote region. Following an invitation from the Chinese government, RTE's Philip Bromwell has been taken on a rare escorted visit to the so-called Roof of the World.
The morning mist lingers over Lhasa, in Tibetan, the city of the gods. Pilgrims and tourists climb the steps of the Potala Palace. This was once the residence of the Dalai Lama, but you'll see no pictures of him here. The spiritual leader of Tibetan Buddhists fled the region in 1959 after a failed uprising against Chinese rule. It's the Chinese flag which flies over this sacred site. It's the Chinese government which has granted RTE rare access to report from here. Across the city, at Jokang Temple, our hosts have arranged an interview with Nima Tsering. He's a monk who has lived in the temple for 30 years. I ask if he believes the Dalai Lama might ever return to Tibet.
Oh, we believe it, because today, no, I told you, our country, no, so that they become us more the economic, become very stronger, no? No, we need the Dharma, no? The spirit. So I think in the future, yeah.
But another question goes unanswered.
Why do you think that some Tibetans protest against...
Protest against me, sir.
Finish your question.
This is a difficult question for me.
Since 2009, 133 Tibetans have set themselves on fire in protest against Beijing's rule, which activists say tramples on religious freedom and culture. China rejects this, saying it's brought development and prosperity to Tibet. It blames the Dalai Lama for inciting the self-immolations and has responded with tighter security and surveillance. We see cameras disguised as prayer wheels. It's far from subtle. There's nothing too subtle either about the message our Chinese hosts are trying to convey. We're taken to the College of Tibetan Medicine. Here, around 1,000 Tibetan students take classes in the Tibetan language. Through a translator, this Tibetan lecturer describes the changes which have taken place here.
Tibet has received support from the government and has been well-developed and grows very rapidly.
Lhasa is certainly a sprawling modern city. We are taken to an industrial park, home to 40 workshops. In this one, they make statues of Buddha. And here, they specialize in Tibetan tanka paintings. Business is good, the manager tells me.
Business has been better than before because the government has fully supported this business of tanka oil painting.
Of course, it's almost inevitable that on a carefully choreographed trip like this, there's a frequent refrain of gratitude for the government. Even after coming all this way, a true insight into what life is really like in Tibet still appears to be out of reach.
Philip Bromwell reporting there. You can watch Philip's trip to Tibet on television news bulletins today and tomorrow, and you can read more about Tibet on rte.ie.